That's just a short recording because someone asked me today on Twitter, how about the Twitter users in Laos? I don't have a number, but as far as I know, there are not that many. I know that on Facebook, there are around 70,000 people. That's what you get when you try to have ads on Facebook and you want to limit it to Laos. They show you around 68,000 plus people in Laos. So Twitter would be way, way less. So my estimate is like between 5 and 10,000 Twitter users. And that's quite optimistic. The internet penetration actually was in 2010 around 500 something thousand, which is around 7% of the population. And the problem with numbers like that is that you should know that in the rural areas there's not even electricity, so of course there's no internet. So internet is available usually in the cities like Luang Prabang, Pakse, and Vientiane, the capital, of course. And then you also have the problem to count the numbers of people using the internet in internet cafes. Because the internet cafe, they have usually one line or two lines, so they're counted as two users, but they have way more users. And the other problem then is that you don't know what the users are doing there. So usually the male population is more gaming. So they are internet users, but they just game, while other people may do some research. That's also another point about all the statistics. What does it mean they have internet access? Especially Western countries and NGOs, they always think that if someone has internet access, that means they have access to education. But the problem is that people don't understand that as an educational tool, most people use internet in Asia for instant messaging and chatting and gaming and watching YouTube. So be careful with just having the internet penetration as a number. It doesn't really tell you the whole story. You have to go there in one of these internet cafes or to in a people's home. And by the way, I was quite surprised that in Vietnam it was way better when I was in the south of Vietnam in the Mekong Delta, that schools had a lot of internet access, but unfortunately the students were not allowed to use it in their free time, which was quite stupid actually. Okay, so this is about some numbers. And for those who are not so much traveling in Southeast Asia, the amazing things that we have in Laos, as well as in Cambodia, as in Vietnam, a lot of Wi-Fi spots, so you get internet quite often here for free, which is really cool. All right, that's it. That's Thomas from Laos. Bye-bye.